外昆塔之音服务员于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2020年10月17号，星期六。我们非常荣幸的邀请到敬爱的 Satya Deva Prabhu 为我们讲述今天的早课。感谢大家的聆听 ，Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna, good morning to all the devotees in China.
Hare Krishna, 中国的奉献者们，大家早上好啊。
Welcome to our Saturday Bhagavad Gita class.
欢迎大家来参加我们星期六的《博迦梵歌》的早课。
And actually, today's class is pre-recorded because I'm busy on Saturday. So if you hear this class and you have some questions, go ahead and send them in, and then we'll answer them next week.
实际上今天的这个讲课是提前录制的，因为刚好这个周末的话我比较忙，所以说如果大家在听了今天的录音之后有问题有疑惑，那就请发上来，我们下个星期周末再来回答。
So I will chant Jaya Radha Madhava, and then we'll be we're on text 25 today of chapter 1.
好，现在我就来唱 Jaya Radha Madhava， 然后我们一起来讨论这个《博迦梵歌》第一章的第25诗节。
Yes, I made a mistake with the homework. Okay.
Okay.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Balabha Girivana Dari Gopi Jana Balabha Girivana Dari Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Rajana Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Rajana Yamana Chira Vana Chari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Gopi Jana Balabha Girivana Dari Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Rajana Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Rajana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari So we're on text 25 today. Are you there? Anyone there? Hello, hello.
Oh, sorry, Guruji, can you hear me?
Now I can. Were you on mute?
Yeah, I was on mute for a bit. Oh, thank you.我们现在一起来看二十五诗节。
Yes, so in the story, Arjuna's he wants to get a good look at who's actually on both sides, who's actually come here to fight.
所以说故事进展到这里，尔朱纳他就真的是很想好好的看一看究竟有哪些人到了这个战场上，站在这个敌我双方之间。
So, you know, 5,000 years ago, even up till maybe, you know, 500 years ago, armies didn't used to fight, you know, in the towns and in the villages and in the cities. They would go to some big field and they'd fight out there.
Oh, 实际上在5000年前，甚至可能可以到500年前的时候，军队之间的战争并不是发生在城镇里面的城镇乡村里面，而是发生在一个空旷的一个这种开阔的地带。
Yes, fighters had a code of honor, and they would only fight with an equal fighter. They would never, you know, attack an innocent civilian.
在这些战争之中的话呢，所有的这些将士将领，他们都有这种荣誉的这样一种准则，也就是只和自己有同等实力的这些人战斗，而不会去选择伤害无辜的平民。
Yeah, so both the both the armies, the Pandavas' army and Duryodhana's army, the Kurus, they have assembled at a big field outside of town.
而 Arjuna Pandava 的那一边和 Duryodhan 也就是库鲁家族这一边的话，他们就汇聚在这样一个很开阔很广阔的这片大地上。
And of course the field is called Kurukshetra.
而这片大地就叫做 Kurukshetra, 库鲁之野。
Which is a holy place.
而这片土地是一片圣地。
And so the armies, you know, I don't know how far away from each other, but they're pretty close. They can see each other's faces.
而这个双方的军队的话呢，具体他们之间间隔多远我不太清楚，但是的话他们肯定是近到能够看到彼此的这个长相的。
So in text 23, Arjuna asked Krishna, who is his chariot driver, please drive our chariot between the two armies so I can look at both sides and see who's here.
因此在诗节21到22当中， Arjuna 就在请求 Krishna, Krishna 是他的马车夫，请求他能够把马车驾驭到这个双方两军之间，让他看一看究竟是谁在那战场上。
Yeah, so it wasn't until this point that Arjuna would know for sure who actually has assembled to fight.
所以说直到这一刻之前， Arjuna 他都并不是能够完全确定究竟有哪些人是到了这个战场上的。
So Krishna, he drove the chariot right between the two armies, and now Krishna and Arjuna are looking out at both sides.
所以 Krishna 就把马车驾驭到了两军的正中间，然后所以像现在他们两人就同时能够看得到双方都是什么人。
So let's read text 25. I'll read the Sanskrit word for word, translation and purport.
好，我们现在就一起来看25诗节字对这个梵文诗节字对字的翻译译文及要旨。
Bhishma Drona Pramukhata Sarvesham Cha Mahishitam Uvacha Partha Pashaitan Samavetan Kuruniti. Bhishma
祖父 Bhishma
Drona
老师 Drona
Pramukhata
在面前
Sarvesham
所有
Cha
和
Mahishitam
世界各国的首领
Uvacha
说
Partha
普瑞塔之子啊
Pashya
看
Etan
他们全体
Samavetan
集结
Kurun
库鲁王朝的成员如此。
In the presence of Bhishma, Drona, and all the other chieftains of the world, Lord Krishna said, Just behold, Partha, all the Kurus assembled here.
译文，在 Bhishma, 杜尤纳师及世界所有各国首领之前，感官之主 Krishna 说，看哪 Pritha 之子。所有库鲁王朝的成员都齐集这里了。
Purport. As the super soul of all living entities, Lord Krishna could understand what was going on in the mind of Arjuna.
要指主 Krishna 作为寓居于众生体内的超灵，当然知道 Arjuna 在想什么。
The use of the word Rishikesha in this connection indicates that he knew everything.
Rishikesha 感官之主这一词用在这里，是指他知道一切。
And the word Partha, or the son of Kunti, or Prita, is also similarly significant in reference to Arjuna.
用 Partha 一词来称呼 Arjuna, 意味着 Kunti 之子, Prita 之子在这里也有相同的深意。
As a friend, he wanted to inform Arjuna that because Arjuna was the son of Prita, the sister of his own father, Vasudeva,He had agreed to be the charioteer of Arjuna.
作为朋友，主想让 Arjuna 知道，因为 Arjuna 是他父亲 Vasudeva 的妹妹 Prita 之子，所以他才同意做他战车的御者。
Now, what did Krishna mean when he told Arjuna to behold the Kurus?
那么Krishna 对 Arjuna 说看啊这些库鲁族人时有什么含义呢
Did Arjuna want to stop there and not fight?
难道 Arjuna 想休战
Krishna never expected such things from the son of his aunt, Prita.
Krishna 不希望他姑母 Prita 的儿子这样想
The mind of Arjuna was thus protected.By the Lord, in a friendly and friendly joking.
因而以友善的玩笑之词道出了 Arjuna 的心思。
Om Maganatha Mirindasha Gananjana Salakaya Chatsurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane.Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharane Nirvishesha Samyavadi Paschatya Deshatarane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare HarePanchakalpa Tarubhyascha, Kripasindubhyevacha, Pititanam Pavanevyo, Vaishnavevyo, Namo Namaha. May all living beings be happy.
愿所有的生命体都快乐。
May all living beings be free of suffering.
愿所有的生命体都不再受苦。
And may all living beings awaken and discover their true self.And their relationship with Lord Sri Krishna.
愿所有的生命体都得以觉醒，觉醒到他们真正的自我，以及和主 Krishna 之间的关系。
So previously, we've mentioned that in different verses, sometimes Krishna and Arjuna are referred to by different names.
在之前我们已经提到过在不同的诗节中 Krishna 和 Arjuna 都被称以不同的名号不同的称呼
yeah, So in this verse Krishna he's referred to as Rishikesh
而在这个诗节中 Krishna 就被称为 Rishikesh
Actually Krishna's not mentioned actually directly by name but he's described as speaking to Arjuna and calling Arjuna Prita or Partha.
实际上在这个诗节中 Krishna 并没有直接被这样称呼而是在这里他称呼 Arjuna 叫他 Prita 之子或叫 Partha.
But in the purport, Prabhupada is saying that in this situation,Krishna is referred to as Rishikesh.
不过在要旨里帕帕却写到在这种情况下 Krishna 就被称为是 Rishikesh.
So now Krishna has brought Arjuna, he's brought the chariot, he's driven the chariot between the two armies.
而现在这一刻 Krishna 就把他们俩的这个马车驾驭到了两军之间。
And then he's saying to Arjuna, which he calls Partha, he says, look Partha, look who's here.
然后他就对 Arjuna 说道，他称呼 Arjuna 为 Partha, 然后他说，看 Partha, 你看在这里都有谁在这儿啊。
He says, look at all the Kurus here.
他说的是，看啊，这些库鲁族人。
Yeah, so people, you know, the fighters on both sides,are indirectly connected or directly related to Kuru.
而双方的这些将士、军人，然后他们都是间接的有关联的，然后或者是直接的和这个库鲁族是相关联的。
Well, he was one of the previous great kings in the dynasty.
Who was one of
Kuru.
Oh, 而库鲁是最伟大的这个国王，就是先王之一。
Yeah, so in other words, everybody who's going to fight, they're all related to each other.
所以说换句话说，在这战场上要彼此战斗的每一个人都是相关联的。
So by Krishna saying, look at all the Kurus that have assembled here, he's indicating, you know, to Arjuna that, look,Everyone here who's come to fight, these are all our relatives and friends.
所以说当 Krishna 对 Arjuna 说看啊，看着这些库鲁族人的时候，他实际上就是在这个向 Arjuna 指出一点，那么所有这些和库鲁族都是这些亲戚啊，家人啊，然后他们都是在这一刻到了这个战场上来彼此作战。
And because Krishna is Hrishikesha, that means he's the source and master of all the senses.
由于 Krishna 被称为 Hrishikesha, 意思也就是指他是所有感官之主。
Yeah, so we know the material world through our senses.
而我们都是通过我们的感官来了解这个物质世界的，对吧？
But of course, our knowledge is limited to just our body.
当然，我们的知识对这个物质世界的知识都是受限制于我们的感官、我们的身体的。
Yeah, so we have the five senses, right?
我们有五种感官，对吧
？We have sight.
有视觉。
Yeah, so we can know something through sight. We can see what's there.
因此我们可以通过视觉来了解周围的环境，来了解某个事物，能看到有什么东西。
Yeah, and we can hear sounds.
我们可以听到声音。
And we can feel things, touch.
并且我们可以去触碰东西。
And we can taste and smell things.
然后并且可以去闻，去品尝东西。
And whatever information comes into our senses becomes reflected in the mind.
而无论什么从我们的感官进入到我们的内在，那么无论什么信息通过感官进入，都会反映在我们的心意之中。
And then there's some sort of reaction in the mind to whatever information is coming in.
而此时在心意当中就会对通过感官进入的信息就会产生一种反应。
And this reaction the reaction will be the mind will start thinking, it will start feeling, and then it will decide to do something, maybe.
然后这种反应或者这种心意所取得这种反作用就会开始去思考。或者开始去感受，然后或者是感受一些什么感觉，然后或者是决定做一些什么样的事情。
Yeah, so we have this mentally constructed sense of self in the mind.
而我们都有这个在由心意构建出来的关于自我的感觉。
It's like a computer program.
而这种心意构建的自我感就像是一种电脑程序一样。
Yeah, it's like a very, very advanced artificial intelligence.
是一种非常非常高级的非常高阶的人工智能。
And that this artificial intelligence is making all the decisions.
而正是这个人工智能在做出所有的决定。
That's why we're called conditioned souls.
而这就是为什么我们被称为叫做受物质世界或者受物质能量限制制约的灵魂。
Yeah, so we only experience the world, you know, through our senses and through our mind. And it's very limited.
而我们只是通过我们的感官，通过我们的心意来体验这个世界。而感官和心意对这世界的体验是非常非常受限制的。
Yeah, so we don't all see and hear and think and feel the same way.
所以每个人，所有人对于这个世界所看到的，所感受到的，所触碰到的等等，都是不一样的。
I don't know what you're thinking, and you don't know what I'm thinking.
就比如我不知道你在想什么，你也不知道我在想什么。
But Krishna, because he's the source of consciousness, and he's the source of the senses, and even the mind, he knows what everyone is seeing, and he also knows what they're hearing, and he knows what they're thinking, and how they're reacting.
而 Krishna 是知觉的源头， Krishna 是所有感官的源头，甚至是心意的源头，因此他知道每一个人，每一个生命体看到的是什么，听到的是什么，在思考什么，然后并且是对外界做出了怎样的反应。
So Krishna already knows how Arjuna is going to react when he brings the chariot to the middle of the battlefield, and Arjuna actually looks out and sees who's there. Krishna is already knowing what's going to happen.
因此当 Krishna 把马车驾驭到两军之间的时候， Arjuna 往外看，看着这个另一边的战场上都有些什么人的时候，在此之前 Krishna 已经知道 Arjuna 他会做出怎样的反应，他已经知道接下来会发生什么了。
Yeah, he knows that as soon as Arjuna looks out and sees who's assembled, he sees all his friends and relatives there. He actually sees them, then that information is going to go into his mind.
Go into his mind. 所以说Krishna 知道一旦当 Arjuna 就是看到这个敌军那一方有些什么人站在那一边，然后他看到具体是他的哪些亲人亲戚和哪些朋友在那边站着的时候，然后这种信息通过他的感官进入到他的心意， Krishna 就知道接下来会发生什么，他会做出怎样的反应。
Right, and now Arjuna is going to start thinking about who's there.
而现在 Arjuna 就会开始去想哪些人是在那战场上的。
Right, oh, based on his false sense of self, he's going to say, oh, these are all my friends and relatives.
然后就基于他的这种假我，这种，对，基于他的假我，他就会看到，哦，这是我的亲人，这是我的哪个朋友，就在这儿。
And that's going to generate feelings, emotions.
而这就会产生出一种感受，一种情绪。
Right, his identification with his false self is going to create interpretations and feelings.
他对于虚假自我的认同就会制造出一些感受，制造出一些generate feelings and
based on interpretations of
all interpretation. 对，就会制造出一些解读，制造出一些感受。
Right, there's my uncle, there's my cousin, there's my teacher, there's my grandfather.
然后他就会 看到哦，这是这站的是我的堂兄弟呢，然后这是我的老师呢，然后这是我的祖父呢，哦，那里站的是我的这个我的叔叔我的伯伯呢。
And then Arjuna is going to collapse in grief.
然后 Arjuna 就会在他的悲痛之中崩溃下来。
Yeah, so actually, Krishna's predicting this.
所以说实际上 Krishna 就在这里是在预示着。预言着这一点了。
But at the same time, he wants to encourage Arjuna.
但同时的话呢 ，Krishna 也想去鼓励 Arjuna.
So he encourages him by calling him Partha, a very kind of an intimate term.
所以说他就通过称呼 Arjuna 为 Partha， 以此来鼓励他，因为 Partha 是一个比较亲密的称呼。
Yeah, he's saying to Arjuna, Arjuna, I'm here with you.
他在对 Arjuna 说 ，Arjuna， 我就在这里和你在一起呢。
And I'm not just your friend, but we're cousins.
我不仅是你的朋友，我也是你的这个堂兄弟呢，
because 表兄弟
。
Because your mother is my aunt.
因为你的妈妈是我的姑妈。
Yeah, so Krishna's father is Vasudev.
因为 Krishna 的父亲是 Vasudev。
And Vasudev's sister is Queen Kunti.
And Vasudev's 的妹妹就是 Kunti 皇后。
Yeah, so sometimes she's called Prita.
而 Kunti 皇后有时被称为Prita.
So her children are called Partha.
于是的话，她的孩子就被称为 Partha.
Yeah, so don't get confused by the names. The names are just indicating that they have a very close-knit.Family relationship.
所以说不要被这些名字给弄混淆了，给弄困惑了。所以说他这用这个名字 Partha， 也就是在显示出他们之间有非常亲密的、亲近的家庭关系。
Yeah, so Krishna he can foresee that Arjuna is going to just fall apart emotionally when he sees everyone present on the battlefield.
所以说 Krishna 就可以提前的就能够看到，当 Arjuna 看到这个敌军那一边站了有些什么人的时候，他就会在情绪上就崩溃下来。
Yeah, so this is what Krishna meant when he said, "Behold the Kurus."
而这就是 Krishna 在说，看着这些库鲁族人的时候，他就是这个意思。
And at the same time, he wants to.Encourage Arjuna and support him by letting him know, look, I'm here with you, you're my cousin, and we're best buddies.
然后而同时的话呢 ，Krishna 也想去鼓励、去支持 Arjuna， 然后他就对 Arjuna 说，我就在这里，我是你的表兄弟，然后我们俩是好哥们儿，然后所以说，对，他就以这样的方式来鼓励他、来支持他。
Okay, so let's go on to verse 26.
我们现在继续来看26诗节。
Tatra pasyat shtitam partha pitrin atta pitamahan acharyan matulan bratrin putran pautran sukim tata swasurayanSubhadras Chaiva Senayo Bayorapi Tatra
那里
Apashat
他看见
Stitan
站着
Partha
Arjuna
Pitrin
叔伯们
Atta
还有
Pitamahan
主叔伯们
Acharyan
老师们
Matulan
舅父们
Brethren,
兄弟们
Oh, it almost sounds like brothers. Brethren, brothers. Actually, a lot of English, you know, you can trace back to Sanskrit.
比如说这个 brethren 这个梵文词的话呢，听起来跟英文当中那个表示兄弟的词挺像 brother。然后古鲁就说，实际上英文当中许多单词都可以追溯到梵文词汇。
Yeah, putran,
子侄们。
Paltran,
侄孙们
Sakin,
朋友们
Tata,
还有
Swasuran.
岳父。
Surida.
祝福者。
Cha.
和。
Eva.
确实的。
Senayo.
军队的。
Ubayo.
两方面的。
Api.
包括。
Including. Okay. Translation and purport.By His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. There Arjuna could see within the midst of the armies, both parties, his fathers, grandfathers, teachers, maternal uncles, brothers, sons, grandsons, friends, and also his father-in-law and well-wishers.
译文 Arjuna 在两军之间，他看到祖叔伯、叔伯、老师、舅父、兄弟、子侄侄孙、朋友，还有他的岳父和祝愿者们全都在场。
Report. On the battlefield, Arjuna could see all kinds of relatives.
要指 Arjuna 在战场上看到了所有的亲戚朋友。
He could see persons like Burishrava, who were his father's contemporaries, and grandfathers Bhishma and Somadatta, and teachers like Dronacharya and Kripacharya.And maternal uncles like Salya and Sakuni, and brothers like Duryodhana, sons like Lakshmana, friends like Ashwatthama, and well-wishers like Kritavarma, etc. He could see also the armies which contained many of his friends.
要指 Arjuna 在战场上看到了所有的亲戚朋友，他看到的人中有父辈的布里斯拉瓦，有祖辈的 Bhishma 和 Somadatta， 老师有杜隆纳师和 Kripa 师，舅父沙里亚和 Shakuni， 堂兄弟如 Duryodhana， 子侄如 Lakshman， 朋友如 Ashwatthama， 祝愿者如 Kritavarma 等。当然他也能看到由他的许多朋友组成的大军。
Okay, text 27.
继续27世节。
Tansamakshya Sakunteya Sarvan Bandun Avastitan Kripaya Paraya Vishto Vishidan Idam Abravit Tan
他们所有人
Samiksha
看过以后
Sa
他
Kunteya
昆提之子
Sarvan
各种各样
Bandun
亲戚
Vastitan
处于
Kripaya
出于怜悯
Paraya
高度的
Avishta
沉浸于
Vishidan,
悲伤
Idam,
如此
Abravit,
说
When the son of Kunti, Arjuna, saw all these different grades of friends and relatives, he became overwhelmed with compassion and spoke thus.
译文当昆提之子 Arjuna 看到所有这些辈分不同的亲人和朋友之后不禁满怀悲恻于是说道
So it's interesting, Arjuna's first reaction is actually compassion for everyone.
所以说很有趣的一点是 Arjuna 在这里他所产生的第一反应就是看到他的这些亲戚朋友在战场上的时候他的第一反应就是对他们的同情怜悯之心。
Yeah, so compassion is a really, it's an interesting word.
而同情这个字眼的话呢实际上是个很有趣的字眼。
Of course, people, define it in many ways.
当然人们会以很多不同的方式来定义这个词。
And of course, some people just think of compassion as sympathy.
Sympathy means you have the same feelings as what that person is experiencing.
Yeah, but it's also with like a sort of pity for them.
Okay, pity. 有些人就会认为同情这个词，类有一种含义就是指就叫同情，就是你对另一个人产生了怜悯，你觉得他很可怜的这种心情。
But it's also a concern for the sufferings and misfortunes of others.
You mean the compassion, that word, concerns and misfortune.
Yeah.
Oh, 而但同时的话呢，同情这个字眼，它也是关乎于你对另一个人所遭受的不幸、遭受的痛苦的这样一种感受。
But there's another component to compassion that sometimes, at least in English, people don't think of that component very much.
Okay. 但实际上，同情这个词，这个东西，它还包含有另一个成分。而至少在英文当中，有些时候，当人们提到同情这个字眼时，是不会想到这个成分的。
So it's like an understanding of another, you know, really understanding sometimes, you know, not only how they feel, but why they feel the way they feel.
Why they feel. 而这另一个成分指的就是一个人对另一个人的理解，那么理解对方的这样一种感受是怎样的，并且理解对方为什么会有这样的感受。
Yeah, so when you combine, you know, sympathy and understanding, you get compassion or empathy.
Okay. So empathy means compassion, right?
Yes. Compassion and empathy are actually very similar.
Okay. Empathy. 因此的话，当我们把同情和理解加在一起的时候，就得到了这个英文的这个词叫做 empathy, 叫做共情，叫做应该叫做同理心，对，同理心是最恰当的一个说法，对，同理心。
Yeah, so just for example, if you had the COVID virus and you suffered but you survived, then when you meet another survivor, you have empathy for them.
所以就举个例子，假如要是你不幸遭受了这次的病毒的话，那你感染了这个肺炎，新冠肺炎的病毒，然后你也幸运的生存了下来，存活了下来，然后当你遇到另一个这个幸存者的时候，你就会对对方产生这种同理心，就是你能明白体会到他的这种经历是什么。
Yeah, and so Arjuna is overwhelmed to see all his relatives, and I'm sure he's thinking everyone must be wondering, how did we all get here like this?
Oh, he's thinking like that.
Yeah.
How's everyone gathering here together?
We're all ready to fight and kill each other, but it's not...probably what most of us really want.
Okay, most of them really want. 所以说当 Arjuna 他看到他的那些亲戚朋友在这个战场上齐聚在一起的时候即将开战，然后他那一刻真的就是完全是一种一种手足无措，完全被压倒的一种感觉。然后他肯定就会这样想，怎么大家都到了这里呢？我们所有人都做好了准备，即将和彼此作战，但是我想应该大多数人都并不是真的想要在这里吧。
Right, when there's war, when there's a forest fire, when there's a pandemic, nobody really wants it, but now we all have to deal with it.
当要是有战争发生，有森林大火发生，然后有这种全球性的疾病疫情发生的话，实际上没有任何一个人是希望有这样的状况发生的。
Yeah, so now Arjuna, you know, he's actually very concerned, and he has a lot of love and feeling for everyone there.
而 Arjuna 他是真的非常在意、非常关怀这个战场上的这些人的，他对他们有很多的这种爱和感情。
So I only have 10 minutes left, so I'll answer that question from last week. And the homework for next week is, you know, you can read verses, you know, 28, 29, and 30.
Okay. 所以 Guru 说他由于现在时间只剩下十分钟，所以说就把剩下的时间用来回答上个星期的剩下的最后一个问题。然后这周的家庭作业，请大家 回去每天阅读28、29到30诗节，以及及其要旨。Okay, let's look at the last question. 我们来看上个星期最后剩下的那个问题。这个应该是 Krishna 的仆人的仆人所问，顶拜孤乳，伯加梵歌说任何武器都伤害不了灵魂，那什么对灵魂伤害最大？So this devotee here is offering obeisances unto you, and he or she is asking that the Bhagavad Gita says no any weapon can harm the soul, so the soul cannot be harmed by anything, cannot be harmed by any weapon. Then what does the greatest harm to the soul?
Oh.Well, nothing can harm the soul.
没有什么能够伤害到灵魂。
Yeah, the nature of the soul is eternal.
因为灵魂的本质就是永恒的。
Fully conscious.
完全的充满觉知。
And fully joyful.
并且完全的充满喜乐。
Yeah, so nothing can actually really happen to the soul. It can only suffer in a dream.
因此的话呢，没有任何事情能够发生在灵魂身上，而灵魂只能在自己的梦境中受苦。
Just like when we're dreaming at night.
这就像是当我们在晚上做梦的时候。
And we have a dream that someone is attacking us, or suddenly we're in the middle of traffic and we're naked.
然后这就像是我们在梦里面，然后在梦里面，然后梦着有人要攻击我、袭击我，然后或者是做梦梦到自己站在这个车水马龙之中，竟然赤身裸体。
Yeah. Or you know, some monster is chasing us.
然后或者是梦着有什么怪物在背后追着我们跑。
Yeah, so we're suffering, but it's an illusion, and of course we don't know it's an illusion until we wake up.
而我们在受苦，就是在这些幻觉、幻象之中受苦。然而的话呢，除非我们真的从梦里醒来，那否则在此之前都会一直在梦中受苦的。
So you could say that the only thing that can harm the soul is ignorance or illusion.
Ignorance, illusion. 所以说你可以说，那么那唯一能够伤害到灵魂的，那就是无知，或者是叫做幻觉、幻象。
But that's not really real.
What is not real?
The illusion. Because illusion means not real, right?
而幻觉、幻象是不真实的，因为幻觉的意思就是不真实的意思嘛。
So by the influence of ignorance, we can forget who we are and our relationship with God, and then we suffer. But it's never really been true.
因此的话呢，Sir Gumaji, you are saying it's never really been true means the suffering's never really been true, or the illusion.
We imagine that we exist separate from God.But that's never actually been true.
Oh, okay, I see. 所以说我们就处在这种无知的影响之下，就遗忘了自己真正是谁，遗忘了自己和 Krishna 和主之间的关系。那么由此我们就会受苦，而我们在这个遗忘之中，在梦境之中，就认为自己是独立于 Krishna 而单独存在的。然而的话呢，这样一种认为，这样的一种梦境，却从来都不是真实的。
Yeah. But everything that the Lord does is good.
而主他做的每一件事情都是对的，都是好的。
And so he has a purpose to fulfill by causing the soul to forget himself and his relationship with Krishna.
Oh, so Rumaji, could you repeat? He has a purpose to fulfill.
Fulfill. Yeah, it's part of the Lord's plan.
What is a part of the
Lord's... the condition, the soul falling into ignorance, and then waking up. You know, the soul going to sleep and dreaming, and then waking up is can only happen by the Lord's will as part of His plan.
Oh, okay, oh, okay. 而我们作为个体灵魂，这个受到了无知的影响，受到了这个物质世界的制约，这种限制的影响，而最终我们得以觉醒，得以醒来的话呢，这种情况之所以都能够得以发生，那只是由于 Krishna 的意愿，这是 Krishna 的计划的一部分，是他想要去实现的目的之一，想要去实现的目的。
Yeah, so from that perspective, even the soul falling into illusion is not bad.
It's not bad. 所以说站到这个角度来看，那么即便个体灵魂堕入到无知之中的话呢，这也不是一件坏事。
Of course, people argue, you know, how did the soul fall down and how did it forget, you know, its relationship with God, and they argue it in a way that makes it seem like falling into illusion is bad. But that's just one perspective.
Falling into illusion, into ignorance is bad, but that's just one perspective. 当然的话呢，就会有人就会去说，就会去论证，就是为什么个体灵魂会堕落呀？然后个体灵魂是怎样的就堕落到这个无知之中，然后忘记了自我，忘记了这个和主之间的关系。当然他们这样去论证，去辩论的这种方式，就看起来似乎是在去说到这个堕入到无知之中是很坏的，很糟糕的。然而的话呢，这只是一种角度，一种视角而已。
Well, so whatever perspective you have, ultimately, nothing bad can happen to the soul.
Okay, nothing bad. 所以说，无论你抱有怎样的一种角度，无论你是用怎样的角度来看，那么归根结底，没有任何糟糕的事情会发生在，没有任何糟糕的事，没有任何坏的事情会发生在灵魂身上。
Or I should say, nothing can harm the soul.
应该换句话来表达的就是没有任何事物能够伤害到灵魂。
Yeah, you can never lose your eternality.
你永远都不会失去你的永恒性。
You can never really lose consciousness.
你也真的永远都不会去失去你的知觉。
And you can never lose eternal happiness.
你也永远都不会失去eternal happiness, 永恒的快乐幸福。
Yeah. Because we're eternally part of Krishna, and we're, you know, qualitatively one with Krishna.
因为我们是 Krishna 永恒存在的一部分，我们是 Krishna 的永恒存在的一部分，从质上来看，我们和 Krishna 是同样的。
Okay, so that will be it for today.
好的，今天的这个讲课就到这里啦。
Short and sweet.
简短又甜蜜。
So thank you, Narayani. Thank you, Sumuki.
谢谢 Sumuki
I thank everyone who listens to this recording in advance. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Krishna so much. 只有感谢来聆听这次讲课录音的奉献者们。Hare Krishna.
All glories to Prabhupada, all glories to Bhagavad Gita.
所有的荣耀都归于帕帕，所有的荣耀都归于圣典博迦梵歌。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna so much. 外昆塔之音服务源于聆听，今天的讲课到此结束。Hare Krishna, 愿大家有美好的知觉的一天。